Heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape fucking Girardeau.
He just had to drop it immediately.
Podzilla After Dark.
Why?
1985.
But it's not dark out yet.
Good call, Lindsay. Great eye.
It looks pretty dark from here.
By the time it gets posted, it'll be after dark.
That's true.
Is it dark? Because you're wearing sunglasses.
I always wear my sunglasses.
She wears the sunglasses at night.
So she can.
See.
Shannon Young here with you, the host of Podzilla 1985's Podzilla After Dark, along with my co-host, Jessa Kimball.
Hey.
Host of Nerd Up.
It's true.
Co-owner of Podzilla 1985.
Also a fact.
And Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
The former editor-in-chief of Blogzilla 1985, so she gave up on it.
I have been
like
dicking around on it again.
Like a baby that she didn't want anymore, that she left at prom.
Hello. I was on it the other day, reading the stuff I haven't finished and contemplating finishing it. I just still haven't done it.
I started on dinner. I looked at it a little bit later, thought about finishing it, decided to just leave it in the oven.
Yeah, well, some of the stupid stuff that you guys piled on top of the fridge fell down and broke one of my Rainbow Bright glasses.
Wait, what? How does that work?
Because you had tea in it and left it on the counter, and it fell off the top of the fridge, knocked the glass on the floor, and broke it.
Wait, what? there was a glass on top of the fridge?
No, there was a container of some sort on top of the fridge, and when I shut the fridge to get the cupcakes out, it fell off the fridge and knocked over the glass that you used to have tea in onto the floor, and it broke, and it happened to be one of my Rainbow Bright glasses.
Oh, okay, so what you're saying is you slammed the door on
the fridge. No, I didn't.
Which knocked something off the top, which then hit the glass, which then fell to the ground.
I shut the fridge normally. I did not slam it.
Because I'm trying to think, Jesse, of what could have been on top of that fridge that...
It was a coffee can, which is probably Bob's.
That could have hit with such velocity as to knock a glass over.
It could have been only half on, so when she opened it and then closed it, it was already halfway on the edge.
Long story short, I'm down to two Rainbow Bright glasses now from the four that I used to have.
So if you guys want to send Lindsay Wolfgang a Rainbow Bright glass, email her at I don't think physics works this way. At podzilla1985.com.
In fairness, anything heavy enough falling from the fridge onto your counter would knock a glass off.
What if it was a feather?
Is that heavy, Shannon?
You said anything.
I said anything heavy enough, didn't I? I thought I said heavy.
After we won the tape. Yeah. No, it was live. Also, Mandy Kennedy's here.
Oh, hey.
Back from vacation.
I am.
Looking tan, buff, and beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm eating a gummy bear.
Everybody's just smacking into the microphone.
How was your vacation?
Pretty good. I didn't want to come back, but I did.
That's usually how vacations work.
Tell us where you went.
I don't want to leave the beach. I went to Georgia to visit my best friends because he is in the Army. Him and his wife moved down to Georgia. So I was at Fort Gordon, and then we went down to Tybee Island by Savannah. Hi, Stephanie. I wish I could have visited you.
Oh, that would have been nice. Yeah, Stephanie.
Yes.
Former cast member and beloved friend.
But we were quite stuck on getting to Tybee Island and back because they also have a four-month-old infant, so car rides are fun.
How many seagulls did you see?
A lot. Actually, Ashley's hat got pooped on.
Ew.
By one, and we called it the poop hat for the rest of the trip. But it was a lot of fun. My son super loved the ocean. I love the ocean. I just want to live on the beach.
Agreed.
I've never seen the ocean. At least not in a pretty way. Lindsay, you said I've seen the ocean, right?
No, you saw Lake Erie. That is not an ocean.
That's
Does
a pretty
that lead
big
to
lake.
The ocean?
That's a great lake.
The Great Lake, so.
What's the difference? That's a joke. That's a joke.
I was like, it's a fucking lake.
But it's a great lake.
The Great Lakes are colossal. Like,
right, no, I know.
If you're at the shore of a great lake.
I live by one, kind of.
I mean, before it got gross, we used to go to Lake Erie as for a beach, but then it got nasty and we stopped.
That's true. When we visited Lake Erie.
There were like dead fish everywhere. It was gross.
And the water was brown and it was overcast. And her and her friends are running down the beach like it's goddamn Baywatch. And I'm looking at it going, this is like Baywatch if it was written by Edgar Allan Poe.
Find like just a bunch of needles out there on the beach. Was it?
No,
I'm like,
it's
like
not that
Lindsay,
bad.
What's up with these goddamn needles? There's a bunch of dogs running around.
The garbage and stuff isn't gross. It's just the water is kind of gross. And certain times a year, you get lots of dead fish, and it's nasty.
Was there a rum ham out there?
No, there was no rum ham.
This was the days before the rum ham. Because this was like, what, 2010?
Before that.
Which, by the way, was 7 years ago. If you're keeping track at home.
No, yeah, actually, we had what was it we were talking about? The last episode of King of the Hill. That was it, because I was talking to some other friends of mine about, hey, guys, did you hear that they are in the very early talks of possibly bringing back King of the Hill?
good first topic for the night. Let's jump on it.
Yeah. And
did you say you had other friends?
Yeah.
That's Jesse fucking Kimball.
What? See, so drive his pickup truck to the grocery store.
Son of a bitch.
I don't own a pickup
Damn
truck.
Damn it, Mandy.
That girl ain't right.
Bro.
But anyway, Boggle. So.
Boggle.
We I was talking to them about it, and they're like, "Well, didn't that show didn't get canceled that long ago? It was like 2 or 3 years ago." And then I was like, "Oh no, that show's been off the air for almost
yeah."
I was like, "That show's been off the air for almost 10 years," and they're like, "No way,
reruns."
Yeah, and I'm like, "They're like, no, it just went off air like 2 years ago or something like that." I'm like, "No," so we looked it up, and he was like, "Yeah, 2009." Oh God, that was almost 10 years ago.
It's weird, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and you know for a fact that time does not go any differently, like speed wise. But it sure feels that way.
Yeah, I know.
It's relative.
Yeah. But talking about King of the Hill, I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, no, me too. Like,
I like King of the Hill the most.
I love that show. And
I like it more than The Simpsons.
I was just
going to
ask
know.
You that.
Oh.
I do. I think because King of the Hill is much more of a, you said it before in the show. You put it on Netflix, you go to sleep, you can do stuff while it's on. It's like a security blanket. It just wraps you up and it keeps you warm.
It's true.
Simpsons is funnier by far. But I feel like King of the Hill was just it was such a good show. It was complete.
Yeah, see, to me, I liked King of the Hill more than The Simpsons. It was just a surprise hearing you say that because you're probably the biggest Simpsons fan I know.
I love The Simpsons, but King of the Hill, I just have a soft spot in my heart for it.
It's fair.
I can't get enough of it. It is to me what, you know, Allie rewatches reruns of Parks and Rec and Friends. Yay. And I'm not a huge fan of either of those shows.
I love both.
And I criticize her for it, but... To be fair, like I do the same thing with King of the Hill and The Simpsons. And now that I found those YouTube channels,
yes,
the King of the Hill never stops.
When I don't know they where work that trend properly. Started.
They sometimes, so sometimes I'll watch the King of the Hill channel for so long, it'll skip to the next video because it's like, surely this motherfucker is still watching this show. but I am.
Or maybe like, I think the live stream just gets shut down and it moves on like with the auto forward or whatever.
Yeah, because they've got to be shutting those things down over and over again. So if you don't know what we're talking about, you can go online right now to youtube.com, a very popular file sharing site like Napster. And you can watch videos, and on these channels, they have King of the Hill live streams the entire, every season, just episode after episode in repeat. And it's really cool. So I can put it on here at work. I don't have to worry about finding it because Cartoon Network sucks. Mm-hmm. And Netflix sucks.
Oh.
Well, Netflix doesn't suck. It was because it's Fox, right? Fox is the one
Fox sucks.
Yeah. No, and everybody I think can agree on that. Cause they're the ones that, I mean, they canceled King of the Hill
for.
I don't remember the show.
Cleveland show.
That's
Are you
right.
serious?
They, yeah. they needed to free up more goddamn space for Seth MacFarlane's cavalcade of horse shit.
Because wow. Seth MacFarlane was printing money.
At the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Family Guy, which was awful at that time.
Yeah.
Like, Family Guy was never good once it came back. Fight me, IRL. I love the first few seasons of Family Guy. I hate the newer ones.
Yeah, and I was a huge fan of Family Guy for like the first, like, 4 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, like, I'll put it on in the background whenever they add a new season to Netflix, which I guess they're not going to do anymore. But whenever they added a new season to Netflix, I would throw it on in the background. And yeah, there'd be one, maybe two good episodes in the bunch.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it was just crap.
Yeah.
American Dad, on the other hand.
I was like, and then they made American Dad, and American Dad's fantastic. I enjoy it more than Family Guy by far.
Oh, yeah.
Then they were like, well, fuck, let's just give, what's his name, Seth MacFarlane, just the keys to the city.
He's getting another show.
Yeah, so he made Cleveland.
My God.
Which failed horribly. It was a terrible show, and it bombed, and then it still managed to last longer than Firefly, because of course it did. And then they cancel it, Cleveland goes back to Family Guy, and now they're giving him a new show called, like, The Orville, I think it's called. It's basically
like
Star
that.
Trek.
It looks like a Star Trek comedy show starring Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, but apparently it's not a parody show.
Is it... Like animated or
no, it's live action.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Seth MacFarlane is the captain. Because I don't want to say Seth MacFarlane's not talented. I think he's talented. But like, the moment they canceled King of the Hill for his horseshit, I was done.
I do like King of the Hill.
King of the Hill was so much better on okay. so many levels.
Oh, especially better than the Cleveland show.
Yeah.
There's literally
that
no comparing
terrible.
The two.
Or as I like to call it, Black Family Guy.
I mean, it wasn't even.
Because that's what it was. The baby talked and it was the exact same thing as Family Guy, just with black people.
Well, in fairness, he wasn't a baby. He was like 5 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's a toddler.
Yeah, he mm-hmm. was a toddler. A toddler. No, yeah, that show was awful. They had a talking bear instead of a talking dog. It was his neighbor. His neighbor was a talking bear that had a wife. What? It was also a talking bear.
Stop talking.
I only saw a couple episodes and it was terrible.
I could, as soon as I heard the song start playing, I ran for my TV. I was like, no, please. And I'd start hitting buttons. Anything's better than this. Watch reruns of Hee-Haw over here.
Hee-Haw. But no, Netflix, I'm really bummed. A lot of the shows that I watch to go to sleep to are being removed, or the stuff that I put on in background noise. Like, they removed several seasons of American Dad. They
Futurama?
Removed, several seasons of Futurama. What else did they? They removed
Psych. I know this has been a while back.
Yeah, it was a long
time
ago.
But I mean, Allie's real upset about that because she can't even find the damn things on DVD. I've tried to find them for her. She just wants the set.
Dang.
Jesse tried to look it up for her once. And then you find like a bootleg set?
I did. Straight from China.
And it was still expensive.
It was like $60. No. I mean, which isn't bad for a complete series.
Yeah, like one season is usually like $30 of shows anymore.
Or, that's Lindsay, true. If it's anime,
uh-huh.
It's $50 for 12 episodes.
For 12 episodes.
Right, for part one.
Which show
I will
that?
Hold out for my Sailor Moon box set of all of it.
Sailor Moon!
Shout out to Sailor Moon if she's listening. What's up, Usagi? What? You think when she gets really old, they're going to call her You Saggy?
Oh.
No?
Yes.
You Saggy Tsukiho.
Someone is going to say it.
Someone's got to say it. Someone's got to bring Sailor Moon down a notch.
I mean, I guess it depends. Is this Japanese?
As long as it's
or
not Sailor Venus, yes. She's the best.
Sailor Venus is the best.
Yeah.
She was always my favorite. Right there.
Boom.
The reason that Jesse's saying that, Jesse's shaking his head, not knowing what the fuck we're talking about, he knows who Sailor V is. Don't worry.
I do. I know the Sailor. I didn't watch much of the show, but...
I did.
Just don't look at me like that.
Everyone knows Sailor Venus because she's the best.
I mean, I couldn't pick her out of the lineup.
She's the blonde one.
She has the big red hair bow.
That's true. Oh, okay. She has the big red hair bow.
And she has the mask because she has like the... when you first meet her.
Sailor V.
Sailor V.
Oh, it is just Sailor V now.
Yeah. So, see, Jesse,
it's been a long time.
She created Sailor V first.
Mm-hmm.
And then they decided they wanted to make it into – wasn't it they wanted to make it into a show? So they decided to do a five-person setup instead because that's so popular in Japan.
She got a longer contract for comics.
Yeah. And they wanted to go with the Sentai.
Yes.
Because the Sentai setup, Power Rangers, Voltron, it's always the five-person setup. This mm-hmm. Fly is back, by the way. The Fly has returned. Ladies and gentlemen, you loved him so much last week here on the show. He's back for another week to piss me off. Unfortunately, Dalton does not have a milkshake for him to fucking swim in down at the goddamn cement pond with Mr. Drysdale. Thank you.
That tickled me.
All right, so what Jesse's talking about, though, about them removing stuff, Jesse, that actually leads into the thing we wanted to talk about tonight. True. Why are they removing stuff from Netflix?
Mm-hmm. Licensing?
Well, in fairness, those are two separate situations to what your other thing you were talking about. Yeah, Fox is wanting to have their own streaming service. Or did they do the exclusive deal with Hulu?
They have a deal with Hulu. But other stuff that is being removed, the big one is...
Disney.
Disney.
Yeah, like Disney's, all of Disney?
Yeah, yep. Disney's pulling all of their movies off of
Netflix. Because they want to start their own streaming service.
Wait, just movies?
Everything Disney. Disney, Marvel, Star Wars.
But they are keeping the Marvel shows on there for now because obviously Netflix made them.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the...
I think they meant the Marvel movies is the biggest thing.
Well, they're up in the air, though, on like Luke Cage and Jessica Jones, because those will eventually move over to the Disney.
Yeah.
So this is like kid Disney shit, too, that my kid watches?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Everything fucking
Disney, because
me?
In 2019, Disney wants to start their own streaming service.
Because
so they're moving shit now?
Starting a streaming service.
These pieces of shit, Disney.
I mean,
I don't know how quickly
they're
going to start.
Yeah. It'll trickle. It'll trickle piece by piece.
Fucking life is good where it's at with Netflix.
Are you sure you don't want to pay another fee to watch Moana?
I own that bitch on DVD.
I was
going
to say,
kidding?
I'll just go back to buying the DVDs.
Yeah, true. All day, Moana.
One of the few Blu-rays that Mandy owns.
That's true. I think I have three now.
That's so frustrating. Jesse, how many subscription services are you subscribed to right now?
Three. No, four. I have Netflix, Hulu, Spotify, and Funimation.
Spotify count, though, if we're talking about TV?
I mean, he said
it's
subscriptions.
It's still a streaming.
I guess so.
Like
yeah.
A streaming service.
I'll allow it.
So yeah, three if you don't include Spotify. But yeah, on the bright side, like Funimation's only $6 a month. And that one is actually, it used to be terrible, but that service is actually pretty worth it now if you're into the animus.
So, how much are you paying?
Oh.
Probably 30 something.
It's more than that. I'm paying just under $40 for those four services.
My God.
Fuck.
I just have
finishing off my gummy bear, sorry.
I just have Netflix, but then again, I stole Hulu from you and Andrew. And
did
then,
you?
I think it's Andrew's. Maybe I took yours.
Andrew might still have his Hulu.
Zach Kyrgios has my Hulu and my Netflix.
And Steven let me borrow Funimation. And then I pay for Spotify as well. Yeah, and then I have Amazon Prime, so I don't know if that counts because I have Amazon streaming.
Yeah. Christ.
But then again, I pay for Amazon Prime before I got Prime Video.
Yeah, I pay for it because on Amazon, but you just get the streaming service with it.
Right.
So.
Yeah. In my apartment, it's Hulu, Netflix, Amazon. I won't count Spotify because I also have Spotify.
PlayStation View.
PlayStation View. That's
expensive.
But that's a TV service in general. But it's still streaming. It's still a subscription TV thing.
Right. Yeah.
But the big thing is like, because they might not even be on PlayStation View anymore with the streaming service. Like, if Disney's going to have its own, there's a good chance they'll pull there's a good chance they'll pull Disney from the View because a lot of things
they're
are pulling from View.
They're determined to not let me watch DuckTales.
ESPN is pulling out.
Because
they're
going to
have their own streaming service.
That's because Disney owns ESPN.
So at the end of this, if every fucking channel, HBO has its own streaming service of
HBO Go.
Yeah, Stars, I think, has their own.
They have theirs with Hulu.
Oh, is it with? Yeah, that's right. But Mike, how much are you going to end up spending at the end of this? And is it going to be cheaper than just having cable TV anymore?
Yeah. I mean, your satellite.
No,
because cable TV, we could have gotten cable TV through a Charter, through Spectrum for, what was it, $35-$40 a month?
Something like that, yeah.
As opposed to, with me, it's $45 for a PlayStation View, which they're upping to $55 in about 2 months.
Is that for a year?
No, that's per
that's
month.
Per month.
What the fuck?
I mean, PlayStation View is like cable.
You get 100 channels. Yeah, it's like regular TV.
Jesus.
Yeah. But between that, $13 for Netflix? Because we have the, like,
$10.
Yeah.
$10 for Hulu, I think, or $8 for Hulu.
Yeah.
I ended up paying the $12 for Hulu
for commercial
to get the commercial free.
There's also, we subscribed to VRV for a little while, so Lindsay could watch, Bravest Warriors.
It's not subscribed. I still have the free that I have to watch the stupid advertisements.
Yeah. So, like, everything. What's the one that I wanted? Not Chiller. There was another one that you could only
the
get
horror
through
movie one.
Yeah. Like, goddamn, everything is just streaming, and it's so frustrating.
That
I don't want to
really
pay
annoying.
All this money for this. I barely watch TV.
Yeah.
But I spend at least $70 a month on TV related products. Fuck, I spend like
$70. I feel like that's going to screw Netflix over on the Disney thing. My gosh.
Well, especially like Netflix and Disney had a deal.
Yeah.
Because Disney was talking about doing their own streaming service a long time ago. Like, I think this was like 2 or 3 years ago they were talking about it. They wanted to do their own streaming service, but they weren't sure if they were just wanting to go with Netflix because, you know, it's already established. They make, you know, they had a contract with Netflix where they got, you know, a sizable cut of, you know, the money there. Or if they were going to do their own service, you know,
they
setting up everything from scratch.
Remember, we're Disney. We're already big.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
so,
you got to be making bank anyways. But I got to screw everyone over.
I mean.
No, my thing is, if they're not charging an arm and leg, which they probably still will because it's Disney. Because I know you guys probably don't remember, but before the Disney Channel was a normal part of the package, you had to spend like an extra $60, $70 to get the Disney Channel on TV.
I don't remember that.
Growing
satellite
up
or cable?
No, like growing in cable before it was normal. Like I remember twice a year they would have the free previews where you'd have a week of the Disney Channel and they'd have advertisements of call your local provider to get this added. And it was like an extra $60 just to get the Disney Channel.
I mean, Disney for us was always on like that was on the extended cable package.
Well, yeah, so that, but this was like before that. That was like 90s, like late 90s. They finally added it in normal.
Hmm. Yeah. I feel... I'm going to go out on a limb and say I don't give a shit about Disney.
I do.
I know you do, and that's the only reason we're talking about it. Believe me, because I have not given a shit about Disney since the 90s.
I mean, honestly, the Marvel stuff is really the only stuff I care about.
But of course, that's something that they bought into. You know, they didn't create it, so they just got it by...
But there's still a lot of stuff that they'd be pulling from these other, like, streaming sites. If they pull everything Disney-related, that's going to be all the old Touchstone films. I mean, there's a ton of movies and TV stuff.
So they're gonna air the ones that like were even just the Disney related ones.
Is what I'm assuming from the way they're making stuff sound.
Are they gonna air Color of Night?
I don't know what that is.
With Bruce Willis and Jane March, where you see Bruce Willis's dinghy?
Probably not. But
because if they're gonna follow that up with like Wizards of Waverly Place, was that a Disney show?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And then Bruce Willis's penis.
Well, I mean, Touchstone was their adult end of stuff.
This one was Miramax, I think. I'm not entirely sure. I'm going to look it up real quick.
I was trying to look up a list of all the Disney that's on there right now.
If they do this streaming service and make more stuff available that hasn't been available, like, they bring back all my old Disney afternoon cartoons, and they bring back other movies that they haven't,
they have
released in forever.
Yeah.
And they bring back the good Disney TV movies, not the crappy ones that they've got out right now.
So what, is Nickelodeon going to do their own stream service now, too?
Who?
Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network?
Why not? If Disney's successful, everyone's going to do it.
Netflix
this is the way of the future.
Then.
This is how cable dies.
I heard someone, I think it was Hunter, was like, you wanted a la carte? You got it.
Well, see, and what I really hope, because like HBO, with HBO streaming service, if you have like a cable login, or if you have like a cable subscription package,
yeah, you can.
You just get it. Like right. You can just go on. And if they do something like that, where like, so for HBO, if you have an HBO like cable, like on your cable, you can log in and watch HBO Go for free. If you don't have HBO, you can do the HBO Now subscription, mm-hmm. which is like, I think $10 a month or something like that. And you get access to HBO.
Right.
If Disney does something like that, where it's like $5 to get everything, or if you have a cable subscription, you just get it. I'd be fine with that. Because a lot of services do that now anyway.
Yeah, but they're isolating themselves. They're pulling their content to create their own thing that they want to make money on, and they're not going to share with anybody.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to wait and see what other details we're going to get.
They better put all the Disney Channel original movies. Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Like all of them.
Yes, the good ones.
If they pulled a WWE Network, like, that'd be a fantastic. Because WWE Network has, like, backlogs of so much stuff that you can stream whenever you want along with, like,
another one
shows.
To add to your streaming services.
Yeah, WWE Network, I
oh
fucking
my
do that
God.
Too. Yeah. But that would be great. But if it's just the Disney Channel with, like, some movies, I don't know, man. That just seems like what a ripoff. But it's the way of the future, so.
I guess.
But the good news is we might not have a future.
Yeah, Trump will probably blow it
We're
all
working
up before
very
then.
Hard on working towards Fallout 5.
Yeah, that's not
the real
a lie.
Life simulation.
The real life experience. And Hunter is chomping at the bit.
Anyone
to get in that
still
world.
Got a bomb shelter?
they
under our old
exist.
High school.
Yeah, they'll probably start selling more of them now.
Under the Jackson High School, there
you better
a bomb
get a
shelter.
Damn good one for a nuclear bomb.
Well, I mean, that's
that what
they
were originally.
Making them for.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are bomb shelters that are just bomb shelters, aren't there? Like, for just bombs? Because, I mean,
bombs?
Just bombs, not nuclear bombs.
We're not talking Bomberman.
I like Bomberman.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the underground bomb shelters back in the day were built to withstand, like, nuclear
No, I'm talking
assault.
About before that. Like, during the 1800s, when they were building bomb shelters for, like in Europe, when England was threatening to bomb America for separating.
I mean...
I'm making all of this up. Like, I'm wondering how much you're going to let me get away with.
I was just like, what are you talking about?
I was
about?
Just waiting to see where it went.
I was waiting for Jesse Kimball to stop me because clearly I'm raving mad.
I was, you know, going to see where it was like watching a train wreck.
You were curious.
That I could have prevented.
You were watching Live Leak live.
I was just sitting there watching. I was like, oh, that's going to hit that wall.
Well, we can just.
Oh, there it went.
We can just live like the 100. Just go to space. Wait till it's all right and come back down.
I'm Mr. 100.
Whoa!
So maybe you got an in.
Have you seen that show?
No.
Oh, well, you suck.
Well, I mean, they're remaking that show.
I think Mandy just said you're Mr. 45.
That's not even half of 100.
It's because you're not half 100 if you haven't seen the 100.
They call me Mr. 60. Nah, you know where I'm going with
call
this.
Call you -5.
-5.
The -5-star man?
Call
oh,
me
my
negative.
God. I'm half of 100, remember? Because I'm Fitty. A little Fitty. I just got that.
You're literally, you're half of me. Maybe a little well, damn it. If Lindsay hadn't left, we were going to segue into talking about DuckTales. So while she's gone, let's... so Trump.
Oh, my God, no.
And now a bunch
no.
of people too now.
Trump.
We're just kidding. Shannon's kidding.
No, this is... I mean...
Oh, my God.
There are big things. Donald Trump threatened North Korea.
Yep.
Yeah.
He basically sure said, if you fuck with us, we are going to fuck you so hard. You're going to wish we didn't fuck you so hard.
Did we steal his last stick of gum, too?
I don't get that. Joke.
All right, never mind. Okay. Steven!
Right? Mesmer? Which one?
Yes.
Mesmer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, if she says Steven, she's referring
certainly
to
certainly not talking about Bright. Okay.
Nope. Yes. Bright to her is Little Steven.
Little Steven.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear that Anthony Scaramucci is going to be on Stephen Colbert
I did
on
hear
Monday?
About that.
Oh, gosh.
I'm super excited to watch that.
His tenure was not long.
-15. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see if we fight North Korea. They said they're gonna shoot missiles at Guam.
Oh my God.
Why Guam?
There's U.S. bases and stuff on there.
Oh, yeah, no, I remember. But... I was actually at the airport and I saw that on the news channel.
They actually detailed their idea to strike Guam. So
they're definitely not going to do that.
Hopefully not. Like, we joke and shit, but like, I don't want to wake up and see the news headline, nuclear strike on Guam by North Korea. Like, I'm not looking forward to a nuclear fight with North Korea.
I mean, no. Yeah, I don't think that anybody is looking, like,
except Donald Trump.
Oh yeah, because he'll make a lot of money off of it.
And I don't think Kim Jong Un is. I think he's just like pushing his weight around to show how big and bad he is, because they've done that forever. But Donald Trump just happens to be the one motherfucker that if you threaten him, he gets
antsy.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Everything okay? Back.
Yeah, it's fine.
Work related?
Uh huh.
All right. We were going to talk about DuckTales.
Okay.
But then we started talking about Trump because you were gone.
I know.
He's another Donald.
A vastly inferior Donald.
A much worse Donald. Donald Dick.
Donald Dick.
We actually talked about going back in the future earlier and preventing it all from happening.
Launchpad McDick.
I forget Launchpad McDick.
No. I forgot about that because that was when he crashed my drone. Yeah. And then Shannon called him Launchpad McDick.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, because that was the first flight too, and just like crunch.
Out.
That was like when my parents got me a go-kart when I was a kid, and the first thing I did in my go-kart is I drove it as fast as possible and I crashed into the house and broke like the side, like the under,
siding.
Because I lived in a trailer.
Yeah.
And so the trailer was up on like,
cement bricks,
and then there was siding.
Yeah.
So I broke the siding and I almost like knocked my own head off. So that was funny.
I ran a riding lawnmower into our garage.
Worst I did was hit my friend's rabbit cage.
With what?
Four-wheeler.
Oh,
your four-wheeler.
Whoa.
No, her four-wheeler.
We're driving tractors over here in go-karts. She's got a fucking four-wheeler with a keg on
my
the back.
My friend had a four-wheeler. I did not have a four-wheeler. The parents didn't get that till after I moved out here.
Did you guys also have like an assembly line for four-wheelers at your school?
No.
Did you have a forge?
Oh, yeah. That was college, and it was an art school with a jewelry department. Of course there's going to be a forge.
Making diamonds over there, too?
I love how Mandy has now separated herself from this bit. Because
considering she's also from the same place.
And she had similar experiences.
She's from the middle of the state.
Yeah. They're both from Pennsylvania.
They're both rich white girls. We're going to make a new Tumblr called Rich White Girls.
I wish I was rich.
You were rich, so you followed me.
Until I spent all my money on Pokemon.
I don't know. We did have the Yerf dog. That was a go-kart. We got that for Christmas, and I definitely tipped that a few times.
I had a scooter. After I crashed the go-kart, they were like, let's get you something slower. So they got me a scooter.
Was it one of like the Razor scooters?
Yeah,
like
Razor.
No, this was like a legitimate scooter. Like a Vespa type thing. Yeah, moped type thing.
Okay.
And, but the only thing is they wouldn't let me ride it anywhere because they didn't want me to get hurt. So I could literally only ride it up and down the one street next to my house.
That sucks.
It was just
so sad.
Back and forth. And then one time I had a kitten and I was holding the kitten while I was driving.
Oh no.
And I wrecked. But I made sure to protect the kitten at all costs. So I ended up like cutting my hands up really bad on the gravel, but I made sure the kitten didn't get hurt.
Why were you driving with the kitten in the first place?
Because I love kittens.
To make it more entertaining.
I know that, but
yeah.
You should have built a ramp.
For the go-kart or for the scooter?
Yeah.
No.
For the kitten.
For all of it.
No.
Why not? Live a little, man.
I don't do very well with like drivable things. I've totaled 3 cars in my life. Lindsay's only totaled 1. So I got her beat. If I could just ride horse, I probably would. Although I'd probably kill the horse somehow too. I'd
you
ride
work
him face
too hard.
Face first into like a river.
I mean, they will stop themselves.
He wouldn't.
it's just loyal. It's like Yoshi. Like, I don't know why we can't make this jump, but here we go.
I'm staring from the bank as the horse is just like lowering into the water, staring at me.
I trusted you.
Right.
No, I'm kind of jealous of all of you. I would have killed for my parents to have bought me anything with a motor when I was a kid.
I didn't have anything with a motor. It was my friends.
Please tell me you had like a go-kart, but it was like the Flintstones. You had to fucking pedal. You had to run that thing.
That's called a big wheel.
The red and yellow car.
I did.
Yes.
I also had a big wheel when I was a kid.
I'm pretty sure every kid had a big wheel at one point.
You got a happy little rich mouse in your pocket?
Dude, big wheels were super cheap.
I didn't have a big wheel.
You know what a big wheel is?
Yeah, I mean, my dad gave me like a wheel off his old car.
All right, so
I mean, that was like my first bike.
Is effectively a tricycle.
The giant.
But it's plastic.
Big old plastic wheel.
Yeah, then the front wheel's like, whoop.
I had a Cabbage Patch one that was like purple and teal and white.
I never even saw those things.
I didn't have.
Hold on, I'm looking it up.
Yeah, you go ahead. You look you up a big wheel.
I don't think I had one.
That was the only thing, like that and a bicycle were the only thing with wheels my mom would let me anywhere near as a kid. We did have like a family friend with a go-kart.
And she knew you'd get yourself in trouble with it.
Accurate. Probably.
Okay. So I never had one, but I know what you're talking about. That's like same little track that's in every movie when a kid's riding something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Than like the little red, little red and white trikes.
Yeah.
That's the other one that's everywhere.
No, I got you. Yeah.
It's in Turbo. Remember he like almost runs over the sand.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like every kid had one of these things. Yeah. Jake and I did. Like I remember one of my favorite memories. Those fans of the show might remember I lived in a fire station. That was just where I lived as a kid. And whenever my dad would clean the trucks, he would take the trucks out of the fire station. So we would have like this big, like super smooth concrete floor that was just completely open. And my dad would just spray water and soap all over it. And yeah, Jake and I would just like ride around on our big wheels or just run around sliding places as little kids. Just flying around. That was awesome.
There was one time my mom was watching the garage, washing. I don't know if I said watching or washing. Anyways, and the floor is wet, and my dog bolted in through dog door. And just... and I was just like, Brandon! And then my brother and I think he was there, just died laughing.
Wait, was your dog named Brandon?
Brandy.
Okay.
Brandy and Mandy.
That sounds like a Disney show.
It does.
Mandy and her dog Brandy.
We're cute, but I remember that. We also played roller hockey in there a couple times. Those floors are like perfect for that.
I couldn't do that, but I played baseball in the house
and got yelled at for it.
Well, in retrospect, it was really stupid.
Yeah, yes. I think we played football and broke one of my mom's things, and she was like, not very happy.
Worst I did was roller skate in the house.
No, I literally had a baseball bat and a baseball, and I was in my living room. I threw it up and hit it as hard as I could. It hit a painting on my mom on the wall and broke it, and my mom was like, why did you do that? And I was like, I have no idea.
That's always the best when your parents are like, but why?
Like, you literally make no sense, you little shit.
Like, how old were you when you did that?
12?
14?
Yes. Yeah.
That's kind of what I was. I actually expect you to say 17. I don't know why.
When I was a teenager, I also, I don't know if I ever told you this, but I probably have. There was a fan in my room, and it was hot. And I, for whatever reason, decided to cut the fan's power cord with scissors while it was running. That wasn't smart either.
Why?
Thankfully, I had rubber grips on the scissors because it literally exploded and left a giant black mark on the ground. And my mom came in and was like, why did you do that? Again, I don't know.
I feel like there's some kind of like mental issue there.
I'm starting to think somewhere. That boy wasn't right.
I don't, because I don't know what would urge you to do that.
Science.
Like, my little brother.
I was experimenting.
I know as a kid, my little brother, he was probably like 10 or 11 along these, you know, similar lines. We really liked, we had these cool sleeping bags, even though we never went camping. we had these little sleeping bags and we just slept in our sleeping bags in our bed.
I did that too.
Blanket for.
Cause you didn't have to make the bed then.
We had bunk beds, so we would frequently put up like.
Oh, look at the queen over here with her sheets and blankets. I had a newspaper.
Now you're exaggerating.
It was probably character sheets.
I had dryer sheets. That's what I saw.
Oh, Oysters Rockefeller over here with his dryer sheets.
At least they smelt good.
No, I never actually had character sheets. I was always jealous. My cousin had the Rainbow Bright ones.
I had Star Wars ones as a kid.
I had Winnie the Pooh.
I just had plain old cream-colored sheets.
Yeah.
Good.
Or I didn't have sheets. But that was my choice.
But I had a bed full of stuffed animals, so.
That'll do it. So, yeah, Jake, in the bed. He was on the bottom bunk. We had a power outlet down there. And Jake just decided, like, this zipper is roughly the size of that power outlet.
Oh, no.
Guess what Jake decided to do? And like I said, he was 10 or 11. I don't know. Like, again, this goes back to, but why? Fortunately, he didn't die, but there was a loud pop. The power in the house went out. And Jake's zipper was melted. he was stuck in the sleeping bag for a little while. Because I think my dad actually had to cut him out of the sleeping bag because of how it was set up.
Had to get the jaws of life.
Why weren't cell phones a thing to take a picture of that?
And my mom was, of course, freaking out because she freaked out about everything.
Maybe I think the lesson here is maybe we shouldn't criticize the new generations for doing stupid things because we also did really stupid things.
Yeah.
We didn't have the internet to tell us what would happen, though.
I mean, like, oh, seriously. just for fun whenever Jake and I were kids. I said we had bunk beds. We actually would pile up like all the bedding, like pillows, sheets, and everything else into the corner.
Oh, I know what you're gonna say.
And we would jump from the top bunk all the like across the other side of the room and try to land on the pillows and everything comfortable.
I mean, I used to do that when I had my bunk beds down and I had them on either side. It's like, okay, can I get the other one without hitting the floor? I hit the wall.
We'd make a giant thing in the living room and just like sprint through the houses, ah! And leap onto it.
Yeah. Never did any of that.
The most dangerous part
I had
about
a box. I literally, my dad would sit there and watch TV in the living room and I put the box over my head. It was a big box. And I told my dad, I was like, I'm in an X-Wing. And my dad was like, God damn.
In fairness.
You were never getting laid.
Boy ain't right.
I was about to say, every kid did that. At 20 is, okay.
I had a good imagination.
I had the extra fun part about our jumping game is that we had a ceiling fan.
Oh no.
I've seen this video. It's very funny.
Jake and I never hit the ceiling fan. I did hit the ceiling fan once, but not doing that. I was like, I don't know, 6 or 7, had a bad dream.
Oh no.
And I just like, I was on the top bunk and I just kind of like woke up really quick and then laid back down really quick.
So I always tell people that I don't really have a great memory of my life before I was like 17, and I don't, but I just had a flash of something else I did. Talking about this reminded me. So another thing that my mom questioned my sanity is I walked through the living room with a water gun and I started spraying like light bulbs that were on. Which is also really stupid because they just pop. They exploded.
Shannon,
I don't know what was
wrong
with me.
Why were you so fascinated with electricity?
They had to replace all your fucking mistakes.
They had to replace everything I broke.
My God.
All this electronic equipment. Yeah.
I did microwave a fork once, but that was on accident. I didn't know any better.
I microwaved an Arby's sandwich once, not realizing
with the wrapper.
It was tinfoil. Poof.
I can see that.
It makes the fireworks happen.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like a little jubilee in the microwave.
I had a ceiling fan in my room, but I had one of those like dollar dart guns, and they had targets on it. So I'd cut out the targets and tape it to the ceiling fan, and it would spin, and I'd try and shoot it.
Well, that's just making you a better marksman.
that was my idea with my ceiling.
Nowadays, people they tie their phones to the ceiling fan to try to get their eggs to hatch faster on Pokemon Go. And then they go flying off and smash. Yeah, people are stupid.
Did you see the picture of it was an iron. Somebody had posted this picture of turns out putting this like it was some kind of carbonated water that was like a fruit carbonated water. They put it in their iron thinking it would make their clothes
smell fruity.
Smell like fruity and wonderful. And instead, the iron melted the sugar.
Oh, no.
And the sugar caramelized.
Ew.
And ruined the shirt she was ironing as well as her iron.
Ew. And
then she put, like, in her little message about it, like, yeah, you know, turns out this happens when you do this. They really should have put a warning on there. I'm not happy.
If you had to put a warning on everything for any possible dumbass thing you could do.
Oh, they do. That's why certain cars have labels that say, do not drive into brick wall. I wish I was lying about this. My English teacher, when you're like, brought us a whole list of stupid warning labels on stuff because of people.
I want to look this up.
In my old Ford Focus, there was a spot. I think it was just like a spot to unscrew the door panel. And there was a symbol on it that had like the gasoline symbol. And then, like, the cross, like, not for gasoline. And I just wonder, like, okay, someone at some point tried to use this hole or a hole similar to fill their car with gasoline. I need to know who did this.
Thanks to the internet, you can keep up with most of that stuff now.
It's called the Darwin Awards.
I think we're going to have to get warning labels next on fidget spinners.
Yes.
Oh,
there's
my
an
God.
Article on CNN right now talking about the rise of choking incidents in children up to age 14. With fidget spinners.
Why are they putting them in their mouths?
That's why we can't have baby turtles.
I saw one where, like, a kid took out, like, the...
I'll tell you a second.
The small metal-looking, like, pieces that's the circle to put them on their hand like a ring and got... Or, like, some dumb shit. But I also want to read this label that's a washing machine. It says, do not put any person in this washer. is in capital letters.
I'm looking up the dumbest warning labels.
That's what I'm on right now.
Yeah. You know why you can't have baby turtles in pet stores, right?
Oh, I
because
remember this
kids
now.
Would put them in their mouths
and get
salmonella poisoning. So then there was this big salmonella scare, and they took all the baby turtles out because kids are fucking stupid, and they put them in their mouth.
And their parents don't watch them.
Well, now apparently they're putting fidget spinners in their mouth and trying to swallow them.
I
know,
like,
that's natural selection, but at the same time, like, someone's going to be upset about it if all the kids started dying from, and maybe that was.
When you say all the kids, I feel like that this happened like two or three kids, and they
fake
were
news.
Also just
fake news. It's on CNN, always, so can you trust it?
Throw all of your fidget spinners away now.
And I feel like they were just not bright children, or maybe, you know, it was a similar situation. They were just like, you know, this was a really dumb idea. I have no idea why I did it.
Similar to parents blew it out of proportion. Yeah,
similar to cutting a cable on a fan.
This one says, do not iron while wearing shirt.
I like that one.
There was a post I saw, and I don't, the dryer like blew up or something, and they're like, just, you don't let the dryer go when you're not at home and blah, blah, blah. And I wanted to be like, did you change the lint out? Cause it's probably just, you done fucked up there.
Yeah, no, the dryer lens is highly flammable.
Yeah,
like you probably just suck, but you're gonna,
But at the same time.
Do not hold the wrong end of a chainsaw.
That's good to know. I like this, this Nitol one. Nitol, warning, may cause drowsiness. Like, I hope so.
Isn't that what it's supposed to be?
That's what you're supposed to, you dumb motherfucker. What do you want, a cookie?
Yes. Yeah,
so, I just found that do not hold the wrong end of a chainsaw on mine too.
And in fairness, the thing with the washer and dryer, you really shouldn't run your washer and dryer when you're not home.
Right.
Because, fires can happen, like short circuits can happen. But big thing is the washer, especially.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, I'm not going to name them. They were posting on Facebook about how...
Scarecrow.
No, it's not Scarecrow. They were posted on Facebook
Dalton.
About how their husband... told them they shouldn't run the washer while no one was there. And she just ran out to, you know, do a couple of errands real quick, came back, and her house was flooded.
Well, that happened to us once.
That's because I didn't turn the hose off and the washing machine wasn't set up properly.
That's because we had a washing machine where you had a hose in it.
In fairness, if I remember the story correctly, she didn't just leave it and leave.
She was still there.
She was still there. She just didn't know that that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one says on a baby stroller, remove child before folding.
but your child can be so much more convenient to carry if you can just hold her up.
Do not eat iPod Shuffle.
What about a hair dryer that says do not use while sleeping?
Oh my God.
How does that even work?
Right.
I wonder, like, what person thought, I can nap while my hair dries. Hair.
This one is a warning label on a jet ski. Never use a lit match or open flame to check fuel level. You just throw the match in there to try and see, I guess. And boom.
Now I find it. Hold on. Oh, this one can't be true. This one just can't be. It's on a carton of eggs. Warning, this product may contain eggs. That's got to be a lie. And yet, at the same time, I know it's not. This is the perfect example of Ib Hay, but yet Ib Keep.
This warning label on dishwasher, do not allow children to play in the dishwasher.
Disagreed. Certain children should be allowed.
I mean, me and my little brother tried, I think, I don't remember if I was trying to wash Jake in the clothes washer, in the washing machine.
The one that I just read that says do not put a person in here.
Probably, because I mean, granted, like I was three, Jake was two. Or like we were really, really young. I don't actually remember this happening. My mom told me about the story because she came, she, like, she heard the washer open and she came running outside because she was like, what is happening out in the fire station?
I like this New Holland small tractor with a giant label that just said, it's got a picture of someone being crushed by like the part with the lifts and
the
stuff.
Backhoe.
Yeah. And it just says avoid death.
I've seen those warning labels.
Good
actually.
Call.
Avoid death by tractor.
I like a warning label on a vanishing ink marker. Should not be used for signing checks or any legal documents.
Damn, I just found that one. Where are you at? What site?
Never.
Are you on Forbes?
No.
Okay. I'm on
I
Forbes.
Was before though.
I'm on Forbes.
Warning label on a Razor scooter. Warning. This product moves when used. Like,
huh.
Yeah.
You
okay.
think?
What about this Hilton cocktail napkin, not to be used for navigation?
What?
Just.
All right. There's got to be something on the napkin.
Is
there's
there
going to be like
compass?
A compass? A compass? Okay. That would make sense.
For just, pepper spray.
Just
may irritate eyes.
Well, I love the ones that have warning labels for things that they're supposed to do.
Oh, like
that's
this
my
one,
favorite warning, yeah.
warning label on a bar of soap. Use like regular soap.
Fox Bobcat urine powder, not for human consumption.
Urine powder?
Yes.
Creates the illusion that fox and bobcats are present in your lawn or garden. Wait a minute. This is a product? This product is to trick you into thinking you may have foxes and bobcats in your garden?
No, it's not to trick you.
It's
probably
to keep rodents.
Keep, yeah, other stuff away.
I prefer to think that
like... if you have rabbits eating your flowers.
I like to think that if it's somebody that just really likes animals, that they put this out there and then they come out and smell and go, well...
Oh, boy, I've got a bobcat!
I've got fox piss in my yard.
There's a side of a Chipotle truck and it says, notice, drivers do not carry burritos.
Hold on. What about this rotary tool? This product is not intended for use as a dental drill. Which again, Jesse, leads me to believe that at some point,
someone
tried to use that as a dental drill.
No swimming if you can't swim.
Well, like, and I've seen like people do some ridiculous things. Did you ever hear the, cause I actually saw this on Ripley's Believe It or Not, I think.
And did you believe it or not?
I mean, it was really hard to believe. Homeboy died. Giving himself liposuction with a shop vac.
I've heard that too.
Yeah, I heard that one.
Again, people do some dumb shit.
Yeah, because he thought like, oh, I mean, they're just vacuuming fat, right? That's what that is. I've got a shop vac. Somebody cut me open. Let's do this.
Ew.
Now, isn't people put weird stuff in their bodies all the time and suck it out? Now, isn't there a product that some people have to get like drained out of their body? Some muscle thing that Dalton really hates. What's it called?
Oh, you're talking about Synthol?
Yeah. Tell us about Synthol again so Dalton can gag.
And Dalton's already tuned out.
Yep. Dalton's gone. So now we can talk shit about Dalton and he's not here.
No, Synthol is, for those of you, I don't recommend Googling it. Or do if you're into it. But basically, it's the stuff you can inject under your skin to simulate having larger muscles. And yeah, it looks exactly how it sounds, terrible, fake, and weird. And you can find some images of like people that did it, and it looks, you know, as dumb as you think it would. Also, if you Google it, you will find Synthol gone wrong. And what can happen, it can enter your bloodstream, and it can start like causing infections and stuff like that. And it can get super gross, probably like, that was the first thing I encountered on the internet that I tapped out of. Like, I saw somebody draining, basically what was an infected site from, you know, Synthol abuse. And, yeah, I had to tap out halfway through it. I say halfway, like 30 seconds into draining it, I was about to throw up and I was just like, nope, nope, I'm out.
Nope, nope.
Done.
This one you guys may know on zippers. The zipper may harm your penis. Zip with caution.
Okay, true story. True story. Every man talks about that. That did happen to me once. I caught the skin on my penis and my zipper, and it is horrible. Absolutely horrible. Because not only does it hurt, but then you have the fear of how do. What do now?
Yeah.
How do I get it off my penis? And it was careful, and I still have a scar on my penis from it.
Ouch.
Huh.
Do you want to see Jesse?
No. I need to get confirmation. Someone. Lindsay?
What?
Did you just assume she's seen my penis?
Yeah.
Should yeah, have. That's right, because she talked about how small it was that one time.
Did you happen to notice a scar? She's not answering. Allie, confirm hit me up.
Oh, my God. Just get my sex life out. Hey, Mimi, are you listening? Jason? Oh, shit.
No. Dalton.
Dalton?
Dalton.
I've slept with everyone.
Bob, let me know.
Bob, there we go.
We might have to bleep this show
that's
out.
The winner.
I mean, at least three of those people have actually seen your penis.
The Podzilla listeners does not know that Shannon Young has slept with two-thirds of the cast.
Two-thirds of the female cast. Yeah.
God, not man. It! Boom! Where's my trophy?
I can't sleep with my Moana. I can't. I have to protect her from me.
It's true.
That's what.
You would probably cut some wires and blow us up. Jesus! I don't even trust you.
It would be the most romantic evening. Mandy and I would go back to her place or my place. She would be comfortable and was like, all right, let's be intimate. And I would say, hey, what do you think would happen if I poured this Drano in my eyes?
It would probably burn a lot. Let's find out.
Let's find
yep.
out.
Yep.
Let me record it first, though. So I can
it
make
burns
a video.
So much. Yeah. No,
Lindsay, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm still waiting to hear if Lindsay's going to confirm this.
Oh, my God. Moving on.
But no, I can't say that I've ever done it. I've heard of it happening. I just am unsure how.
In 35 years, it was one time, and I don't even remember how it happened. It was just like, I don't know. I can't explain it to you, but it was really scary.
I mean, I don't even like when my hair gets stuck in a zipper, so I can't
imagine your
like,
skin.
Imagine.
Yeah. But that wasn't the worst pain that ever randomly happened. The worst was when I stepped on a toothpick and the toothpick went into my foot. No, that's not the worst part. The worst part is that it went in so deep that I could not pull it out, and I had to get a pair of pliers and slowly pull it out.
Ew.
I had a sewing needle go into my knee and bend into an L shape.
Oh, God.
So you basically got hooked like a fish.
Yeah.
Mandy?
I think I've gotten a hook stuck in my finger and not fishing.
Oh, that always scares me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like fishing
I
with...
Think,
oh.
But
ugh.
I'm trying to think of anything else.
Can't be any worse than that fucking jackass where Steve-O gets the hook put through his cheek.
Oh,
and then they put him in the water to swim with sharks.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he couldn't be high enough on that show because, like, even though he was probably blasted out of his mind, as soon as they started putting the hook through his cheek.
That's the sobering moment right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, because he was just shaking and going like, I don't like this bit anymore.
Uh-huh. God.
Jesse, what about you? Any random things been inserted to your body?
Yeah.
Just that clip. Someone isolate that clip.
Oh, yeah. Whenever,
turn it into a thing.
Whenever I was a kid, I don't know, probably like 11 or 12, I was, you know, at a friend's house. We were running around outside, and I stepped on a board.
Oh, I don't like where this is going. Tetanus?
No, I didn't get tetanus. I had to get tested for it, though, because, yeah, I stepped on the board, and then the board came with me.
I've never done that, thankfully.
Yeah, no, I stepped on the board, and I was wearing shoes, too.
Just went straight through?
Straight through the rubber on the shoes, like rubber sole. And it was one of those things, like, I tried, like, kicking it off, and it wouldn't come, because I was panicking. So what I ended
you're
up
like
doing,
shaking your foot, but nothing's happening.
To panic
and
now.
Then like I ended up to get it off. I stepped on the other end and just yanked my foot out. And there was so much blood.
Yeah,
it was so painful.
Yeah. How old were you?
Like I said, like 10 or 11, something like that. I actually for I don't know a good like 5 or 6 years after that. Occasionally, I would still get pain in that spot on my foot.
Oh my God!
The most blood I've ever bled was when I was playing baseball with my friend Josh, and we, this is two accidents happened in this. One, we ate pizza right before we played baseball.
Oh no.
Which was really stupid. And Josh, so our hands were greasy because we didn't wash them. And then Josh swung the bat and threw it, and I stood there and watched as the bat smacked me in the face. But the worst was we played out in my yard, and, it wasn't a good yard to play in. I went and slid to catch a ball, and there was glass sticking up, and it
Jesus.
Went across my knee.
Oh,
I still have the scar. Blood just
that, okay,
poured
that
out.
Scar I can confirm.
Yeah, that is a confirmable enough. Scar.
I can't really think of any other. I've stapled my hand once. That sucked.
God damn.
I feel like there's something I've probably done, but I
did you ever hear,
just blocked it out.
Did you ever hear about Bobby Atwood doing that, Jesse? Yeah, I did.
I didn't want to staple my hand, mind you. It was these bullshit little ones that you took to school, and it backfired on me, and I was pissed.
What did back? What did you have, like a mechanical one, and it shot it backwards? What?
No, it just I guess I was dumb, but I want to blame it on the stapler. I don't know.
So we worked with Bobby Atwood at GameStop, and Bobby Atwood once he had a staple, one of our staplers, and he folded it to where, you know, you can kind of
boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, yeah. And he's just kind of talking about how he's just sitting there talking and just smacking it against his skin, and all of a sudden he smacks it too hard and it goes click, and he staples his arm and screams, and we're laughing our asses off at him like, you fucking idiot.
I do remember that story.
God damn. Oh my God.
That's the only nosebleed I've ever had was when my friend Chris had picked me up, and I told him to, like, flip me, and instead he just drops me thinking I can somehow flip myself. And
mentally.
So pretty much
Mandy's
looked like
a cat.
He just powerbombed my face into this ground of rocks because we were on a playground. And I got up, and just blood is, like, flying out of my nose. And I'm like, I keep wiping it with my hands and shirt, and I'm like, I can't
stop
bleeding. This has never happened. They're like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm great, but I can't stop bleeding. And I'm like wiping, and it's like all down my arms. It's dripping
on the
ground. No. No, it was nuts. And my knees were scraped and bleeding everywhere. Like, there's pictures of blood droplets everywhere around me. And everyone just started taking pictures as I'm laughing, because I'm okay. I want some napkins or some shit. And Chase is the only one that would get me some napkins. Everyone else is like, hang on, let me get a picture real quick. You sure you're fine? I'm like, I just want to stop bleeding everywhere.
That happened to me at Stephen Barry's. I got really bad nosebleeds after I started going to Pennsylvania with her.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at work one day at the lovely Stephen Barry's, and
it just started gushing.
It just started gushing blood, and I didn't stop it. I let it bleed all over me because I thought it would be funny.
Until the bosses saw you and freaked out. So, because he walks out onto the sales floor with just blood all over this bright yellow shirt.
So I'm walking to the office covered in blood. Everyone's looking at me. And it's on purpose too. That's the stupid thing. And I'm literally covered in blood, and I walk into the office, and Glenn was the manager, and everyone else is freaking out, but Glenn was fucking stone faced. I was like, I think I need a new shirt. And he turns around and looks at me covered in blood, and he just goes, okay. And he points at him. Didn't care one bit.
My brother used to get nosebleeds pretty bad.
I still get them really bad now.
I've never, that was the only one I've literally ever had, was when he smashed my face into the ground. And which, you know, I guess causes that. I've had lots of bloody knees.
You sure you didn't get a nosebleed when you were around JT?
Yeah. Yeah.
I did.
Not an anime character.
The only time
aren't
I ever
you?
Get... a little. Yes. The only time I ever get nosebleeds is, for whatever reason, in the shower. Like, that's where it happens to me.
Maybe the... I don't know.
I have no idea why.
Yeah.
Science.
My only guess, like, because I wonder if it only happens in winter. I have never really kept track. But, like, maybe, you know, everything's kind of dried out, and then, like, I get that hot moisture and everything else, like the hot moist air.
Because I know your ones at Pennsylvania is the elevation change.
Well, yeah, except I still get them.
Here.
Is it a blood pressure thing?
It can be, yeah.
Okay, yeah, because apparently my blood pressure is fucked.
When was the last time you got your blood pressure taken?
At the hospital when I was there for the hernia thing. And it said on there, come back for high blood pressure. And I didn't. I've always had high blood pressure.
Do you remember what it was? I'm just curious.
No. I'd have to ask Allie. But it was, like, it was pretty bad when I went in. And as I laid there, I calmed down and it got better. But it was still pretty high. I really need blood pressure medicine. But every medicine that I take will probably make me impotent. And I choose to enjoy the next year or two and then die.
I mean, that's not really true. Blood pressure medicine like that.
Everything makes me impotent.
I feel like that's not true.
Naked women make me impotent. I don't understand that.
You're basing that off of the one medicine
Lindsay
you took.
Lindsay can't swallow. And that makes me impotent. She's red faced now.
Well, right now she's trying really hard not to spit her water all over her iPad.
She's gone. Lindsay has left. And that's going to do it tonight for Funzilla 1985 After Dark. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll be back on Sunday. I don't think she made it.
No, she. It sounds like she finally managed to swallow the water, but now she's just coughing.
All right, we'll see you guys on Sunday with Nerd Up. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you go to Podzilla1985.com. Check out those old episodes. Patreon.com/Podzilla1985 if you would like to donate to the show and help us get that new soundboard. And, of course, check us out on Facebook. You can leave us messages and interact with us. Thank you, guys. We'll see you on Sunday.